Number two, Brian and Elizabeth Smith. Number three, I'm sorry. Good evening, how are you? Before we get started, would you have the vice chairman swear you in, please?
Can you give our assistant your name?
Brian Smith.
Okay, Mrs. Smith, you raise your right hand, please. Do you swear the testimony you're about to give is the truth to the best of your knowledge?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay, so you are also from the show.
Yes, sir. My shit's been there since, I'm going to guess, about 1975. It looks like it's one out of the Sears catalog back in the day. It was there when I moved in. I'm only the third owner of the house. The first owner only lived there about 4 or 5 years. That shed was built and set on a railroad-type foundation. When I moved in, it was rusty and disgusting, so I actually painted it brown, and it held up for 8 years. I've been there for 8 years now.
I didn't have a chance to drive by your home, but I did look on Google Maps. It's right at the end of the driveway there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Basically, I have a 48-inch deck tractor. I have a bunch of snow tires for my wife's van, my ag's full, couple kids, bikes, all that stuff. So I wanted to take down that. Was a 10x8, I think it was, and the water used to run through it because there was no floor in the foundation and the shed. So basically, it was just rotting out the back. Decided finally after my mom and dad passed away a couple years ago that we're going to do some home improvements in the shed with one of them. So spoke to my neighbors. Judge Bergalone lives on the side that I need the variance for, and then all the other surrounding neighbors, and they really had no problem with it. We have a great street over there.
Okay.
Picked the shed, and you guys have a relatively picture in there, I think, and just a little bigger than the 10x10 that you guys would, or the town allows for just a permission, so I asked for a variance for 10x14.
Is the new shed going to be any closer to the property line than the old
shed? No, sir. It's exactly the same width that it was at the previous foundation.
Are you putting the same railroad ties?
No.
Yeah,
it's
I wouldn't.
No, I took it down. It's already, I had chimney issues, so we put in a new cinder block foundation and then filled it in. They tamped it, and then they put 12-inch diameter by 24-inch sonotubes in the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And then I sheeted it with control and rock, and then when the guy comes, I'll just drop it, and it's a straight shot. So
okay.
They're pretty nice.
Yeah, just the railroad ties don't last. When I bought my house, it had railroad ties, brick and railroad tie steps in front, and the patio in the back, and the railroad tie just rots away.
You know, it was neat. You know what they found? He put chains underground to hold them from going out, because we had to cut them to do the sonotubes. I thought that was pretty.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
Industrious.
Yeah, he was digging the thing. He says, "You got any cutters?" And I was like, "He's like, they're holding it in." I thought that was pretty neat.
Okay. Anyone in the audience have any questions or comments about this application? Okay.
You did say that the metal shed is still on the property?
No, I took it down.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, I knocked it down. My daughter took a cool video of it.
Okay.
Yeah. I took it to the dump in Somers. It was about 600 pounds maybe,
mm-hmm.
of metal.
Mm-hmm.
And do many of your neighbors also have sheds?
Most. I call Mr. Berkel, and I apologize. He doesn't have one. He put an addition on his house. The neighbor opposite him, Mr. and Mrs. Wartell, they do. And theirs is actually really close to, they backed up together because he needed a variance for his addition and then the shed, so they kind of shared that. And then the other side, Ryan's, they have one that's kind of fallen down, so hopefully he'll do something with that, but their shed's there, yeah. Yeah. My neighbor down the street actually has a really beautiful two-bay garage, which, oof, love to have that, but...
So close the public hearing. Do you have any final comments you'd like to make in support of your application before we close the public hearing?
No, I think I'm good.
Okay. Do you feel you've been given a fair and adequate opportunity to present your application?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you. Okay, close the public hearing, and I will entertain any motion.
I assume the mailings are in order. We forgot to ask.
Oh, yeah.
Last time, I...
They are.
I assume they were for our last applicant as well?
Yes, they were.
62-page application for a variance. You know the mailings are in
order, yes. I would make a motion to grant the applicant a 9-foot variance from the side yard setback.
Okay. Do I have a second?
Second.
Rob, second. And Walt, you can address the criteria, please.
So whether an undesirable change would produce the character of the neighborhood, no, I don't believe there would be any change whatsoever to the character of the neighborhood or replacing one shed with a nicer one. I think that's a change, certainly not undesirable. Whether the benefits sought by the applicant can be achieved by some feasible method other than a variance, no, we can't. The shed is going in the same location and not getting any closer to the property line than the old shed was. So I don't believe that there's a method to do that without a variance. What the requested variance is substantial. Under these circumstances, again, because the shed was already there, I don't believe that the request is substantial. Whether the proposed variance will have an adverse effect or impact on the environmental conditions in the neighborhood, there's no evidence of that. And in fact, taking the old shed away is an improvement probably in the environmental conditions of the neighborhood. And whether the alleged difficulty was self-created, no, it was not. The existing shed has been there for several owners and for 40 or so years. I believe the difficulty was self-created.
Okay, thanks, Paul. I'll start down this end with John.
In favor.
Okay. Greg?
I'm in favor.
Paul?
I'm in favor.
And Rod?
In favor.
Steve?
In favor.
And I'm in favor as well.
Thank you.
Victoria's got a piece of paper there for you.
Yeah, I don't have mine notarized. So.
Oh. No, that, you're going to send me that tomorrow, but you can bring this up to the chairman. He's going to sign that for you.
Thank you.
That's fine, Brian. Thank you.
Very much.
Have a good night.
Thank you.
Okay.